News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, if lending to those on state COVID-19 payments who have jobs to return to are stopped or severely delayed from getting mortgages, it's likely to have a devastating impact on the supply of new homes. That's the stark warning from our next guest, Pat Davitt, who's the Chief Executive of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Pat, are you suggesting that we go back to the Celtic Tiger days of mortgages for everyone and anyone?
No, indeed it's not that I'm suggesting that at all. We're not suggesting that at all. And we're not asking banks to be irresponsible and to lend irresponsible. But what we are asking banks to do is people, employees who have taken part in the subsidy, the state subsidy given by the government, their employers would have taken part in this scheme. We're asking banks not to disenfranchise those employees by not giving them mortgages once they go back to work. We think there's a very simple solution to this for lots of people who go back to work because their jobs or their wages aren't going to be interfered with in any way. Now, some people are. Some people are, and some people, the banks are going to have to look at those people. Some people have lost their jobs, and that's fair enough. But there are many, many people going back to work whose jobs haven't been changed since pre-COVID, and their wages haven't been changed as well. And we believe that a simple form from employers will confirm that for them, and that they should be able to move on with the mortgage, move on with their purchase of the property and move on with their lives.
The vast majority of the banks are doing that. They're still looking and processing and granting mortgage approvals. In actual fact, I was just looking at the Banking and Payments Federation's the latest figures, even from May of this year. Like, there was still 1,879, like €442 million worth of mortgages that were approved. And that included 852 of first-time buyers. So even during this period when people have been moved on to the COVID-19, the subsidy scheme and the payments as well, Pat, mortgages are still being granted.
And mortgages are still being granted, and that's exactly what we want to happen. But we were astonished last week by AIB, who said that they were going to stop giving mortgages to any recipient of the state subsidy scheme.
Now, they've rolled back on that.
We're delighted that they've changed their mind on that, and we really welcome that. And it's very, very good. But at the end of the day, all of this talk about doing things like this causes, it takes away confidence out of the marketplace. And we need builders at the moment to build houses in the market. We believe that the new housings this year are going to be down to somewhere in the region of 17,000. Now, if that, all of this talk, it affects builders. And if I was a builder, I'd be thinking to myself, well, am I going to continue to build if a lot of my clients aren't going to be able to get mortgages or aren't going to be looked at for mortgages from the banks? So that all of this talk, it all affects confidence in the marketplace. So it may well affect the fact that builders won't actually build because they won't be, they'll be afraid that purchasers won't be there to buy their properties.
So just to clarify, Pat, are you calling for there to be some separation, for instance? And, you know, I know plenty of people in this bracket who are affected by this. Are you calling for there to be a separation in the sense that if you're somebody who's in receipt of the wage subsidy scheme, but your salary, you've had no drop in salary, then therefore it's a case by case, you know, look at me scenario. If you're somebody who has had maybe a 10 or a 12 or a 15 or a 20% pay cut and you're in receipt of the wage subsidy scheme, I mean, it would seem obvious that the bank would have to look at that and reassess that application.
And I think that there's no problem with that, and we're not asking the banks to be irresponsible here. We're asking the banks basically for people who are on the COVID scheme who are not, their jobs are not going to be affected or their wages are not going to be affected. And there are many, many of these that they should not, their mortgage should not be affected either. That's really what we're saying to banks. And I know that there have been lending going on during the COVID and we're well aware of that. But we don't want to see a situation into the future that people are being disenfranchised by the banks simply because their employers took part in a government-based COVID-19 subsidy scheme. If their wages have changed, if their job has changed, if they've lost their job, that's up to the banks to look at that, and we have absolutely no problem with that. But we're saying that there should be a separation by people who are not being affected by the COVID and are going back to work with the same wage, the same prospects and everything as they had prior to COVID. They should not be affected by this because their employers took their COVID scheme.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Chief Executive of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, Pat Davitt, thanks for joining us on the programme today.